It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. A big part of New York City's essence comes from the bars and restaurants that line its streets, right? But the restaurant industry has experienced significant setbacks during the pandemic years. According to the National Restaurant Association, 90,000 restaurants closed by the spring of 2021. 3 years later, some restaurants have more or less opened back up full time, but there are thousands that may never come back after the economic downturn from the pandemic. So joining us now to talk about how the pandemic has shifted the way restaurants approach business is the executive director of New York City Hospitality Alliance, Andrew Ridgey, and the owner of Rustic Tavern Restaurant on DeKalb Avenue in Brooklyn, Franz Metellus. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
In what ways has New York City's restaurant industry changed during the pandemic years, and what are some of the things you think will never be the same?
You know, it's been absolutely devastating the past 3 years. I mean, restaurants are just part of the economic and social fabric of New York City. So everyone felt it when they got hit. But I think what we've seen is people bring back their regular menus. People still love outdoor dining. Now they're comfortable dining indoors, and they are permitted again by government to dine indoors. So while there have been things that have changed, at the end of the day, restaurants want to deliver an amazing experience. They want to have great food, great drinks, and an atmosphere that people really enjoy being in. And that's the core thing that will never change. A pandemic cannot change that. People love New York City restaurants.
Franz, how has business changed for you since the pandemic?
Well, so we've gotten a lot more conscious in what it is that we do and what it is that we offer the customer, because the customer themselves are going through many different changes because of the pandemic. As Andrew was saying, a lot of people didn't want to dine in. They only wanted to dine out. We are now starting to see people be more agreeable to dining in.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, job openings in food service have risen by more than 400,000 in the past couple of years. How has New York City dealt with those labor shortages in service?
It's been a challenge because restaurants are just a labor-intensive business. Before the pandemic, our city's restaurants and bars employed over 300,000 people. That plummeted after everything got shut down to about 90,000 people. And we're still about 13,000 workers short in our city's restaurants and bars. So restaurants are trying to figure out how to do more with less. And that's going to be a tough issue because we've seen labor costs go up. We've seen inflation obviously skyrocket. So all of these pressures are making certain restaurants operate with fewer people, even if they could hire more people. But at the end of the day, when you speak with most restaurateurs, they say, I need more people, which is this complex scenario they're trying to figure out, and why we just tell everyday people when they go out to eat at a restaurant, you know, be patient, understand that although things are open again, it doesn't mean that everything is back to normal in the restaurant industry.
Luckily, we have a restaurateur here to give us a perspective. Franz, is your business dealing with labor shortages?
Oh, of course, just like everybody else. The staff that we had pre-pandemic were seasoned veterans. They understood what to do. Today, we're getting the younger generation who needs a lot more hand-holding. They lack the experience necessary. We see a lot of automation happening. The customers are somewhat helping. And when I say that, I mean, they're patient, just like Andrew said. You know, sometimes, hey, you got to wait a little bit longer for somebody to bring you that glass of wine because we are a little bit short, and people are understanding. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun hiring the young kids, the younger ones nowadays, because we could mold them. We could really help them grow in their careers. And I hope to do that a lot more often.
Most places at this point have stopped asking for those vaccination cards to eat in person. Also, most places have gotten rid of that 6 feet apart rule. But how can restaurants still accommodate folks who are immunocompromised or are just not willing to take the risk of getting COVID?
That's why outdoor dining is going to continue to be so important, to be able to be welcoming to people who are immunocompromised or just are not comfortable dining indoors or have an elderly parent or someone with an underlying condition at home. So outdoor dining provides that opportunity to be able to enjoy a great restaurant meal, a great environment, and do it outdoors in a way that they're safer and feel safer. But thankfully, we're at a place where I think the vast majority of people are comfortable dining indoors. I remember early on in the pandemic, people thought, you know, every table is going to have to be 6 feet apart. No one's going to be in packed bars anymore. But I think when you walk around city streets, you see that we are resilient and people are back in close quarters in these tight restaurants, which is part of the charm. You know, these small little cafes and everything is one of the reasons people love restaurants. So we need outdoor dining because people love it, and particularly to be able to serve those folks that feel more comfortable, because while we're in a much better place, we're still not on the other side of COVID, and who knows when and if we ever will be.
Franz, your restaurant, Rustic Tavern, has outdoor dining. What do you want to see as far as how outdoor dining continues, and has it helped your business?
Outdoor dining is absolutely everything in the summer months. In the winter months, not so much. What would I like to see? I would like to continue to see the support for outdoor dinings. Fix it, make it a little bit better for outdoor dining. But I agree with Andrew. The vast majority of the people are coming out on the inside. We just know it's going to be more during the summer because they love to be outside.
Yeah, as we all do. Franz, did other restaurants in your neighborhood close down permanently?
Oh, yes, several. Quite a few, to be honest with you. It feels like I'm probably almost the last man standing. Some very well-known restaurants on the Myrtle Avenue corridor, not too far.
Why do you think you survived?
God, I'm stubborn. I'm a Taurus. It's just the sheer will not to give up, I guess. You know, I when I got into this industry, I didn't do it for the money. And I figured that it was going to be tough, and it's going to take a lot of work, and I'm just not ready to give up on that yet.
What is the new normal for the restaurant industry in New York City?
You know, I think at the end of the day, people want to go out, they want to have a great meal, and there's certain essentials and basics. People want to go out, great meal, great drinks, hospitable host, and have an environment where they can have a great time, or they can have a business meeting, a first date, celebrate a special occasion, or just get a quick meal. So those fundamentals are going to stay here. We're going to see some changes. I think restaurants are going to continue to evolve and invest in their outdoor dining, and that's going to be more of a prominent part of the restaurant scene permanently. Before the pandemic, there was about 1,200 licensed sidewalk cafes. About 11,000 of them were south of 96th Street in Manhattan. Now we have thousands throughout the five boroughs. But the restaurant industry still has a long road to recovery. About 65% of restaurants in New York alone that applied for the federal restaurant revitalization grant fund were shut out of it because the money was quickly exhausted. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the federal government failed to replenish it. So they still owe back rent. They're still trying to operate with fewer people on staff. They may not have the same amount of money to provide all the same types of accommodations, but they're working hard to create a great experience. And at the end of the day, I think we will get back to a place where restaurants are hopefully not only able to survive, but able to thrive.
Andrew Ridgie is the executive director of New York City Hospitality Alliance, and Franz Metellus is the owner of the Rustic Tavern in Brooklyn. Thanks so much to the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.